الله أكبر الله.
Sadaf Nishat, a dentist, is back from a Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, the holiest city for Muslims, and a mandatory religious duty that must be carried out at least once in their lifetime. She has just finished her prayers and talks of her experience.
For all practicing Muslims, it's something that we all look forward to once in a lifetime. I think it's a move that women should welcome, because the Saudi government is going to make such liberal moves, then it makes the whole experience of doing Hajj more comfortable, easier, and in a very friendly way. We all come together under one roof from all possible nations.
Till last year, it was mandatory for a Muslim woman to be accompanied by her husband for pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. That has changed. Early this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his monthly radio address, said the removal of the restriction of having a male guardian may appear as a small thing, but such issues have a far-reaching impact on India's image as a society.
Hamari jankari mein ek baat aayi ki yadi koi Muslim mahila Hajj yatra ke liye jana chahti hai.
Modi said his government had removed the restriction, following which thousands of women have applied to travel alone for the pilgrimage. Many subsidies, such as discounts on flight tickets, assistance in meals, medical care, and lodging for Hajj pilgrims, have now been scrapped. Instead, the money now will be used for empowering the minority community. A lion's share will be for education of Muslim girls and to encourage them to pursue schooling, as various studies have shown that many drop out before completing their secondary school. In proportion to their population, Muslims have the lowest rate of enrollment for higher education in the country. Studies have shown that 59% of girls never get into school and less than 10% complete it. The government figures pertain to North India, while the indices were better in the South. At a crowded locality in Old Delhi, it's a trudge to get to Amina Muslim School, which is located after criss-crossing congested by lanes. Gulshan Khatuni is in her 12th grade and is hoping to study further. She is unsure of what she wants to become, but wants to change the mindset and thinking of girls and their families in society.
I want to show that we are also capable. Many things are changing in society, but even now families don't give freedom to girls. Many are killed while in the womb. It is bad. In villages, girls are not allowed to move freely, and if they do, they have to wear a veil.
Farida Begum, a teacher from the school, believes many of the girls drop out because of lack of financial support.
These kids have immense talent. What they lack is money and the opportunities. There are societal problems too that hinder their progress. Many Muslim girls drop out after the fifth grade for a variety of reasons. That should now change.
Various government reports have documented the extreme discrimination and deprivation faced by Muslims, especially women, across all socio-economic scales. Their socio-economic well-being and education uplift lag behind the national average. The decision of scrapping the subsidy and investing in Muslim girls' education is a welcome step. It'll take a few years to measure the tangible gains of this move. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.